Off the Beaten Track with Ron Candelars.
He was one of the first non-Indigenous artists to capture the landscape. He had great reverence for nature. He regarded the gum tree as one of the most beautiful of trees.
So, here we go. This is amazing. And this is pretty much as he left it.
Very much.
Off the Beaten Track. And Ron's always happy to hear from you about his travels. 1-300-222-891. Mr. Candelars, welcome back to the Dream Factory.
How are you, Michael?
Heading across the Gulf today. Gee, it'd be nice on the open internet today.
Yes, I was there last Monday and Tuesday when it was that wild, woolly weather.
Right.
And, but the Yorke Peninsula is looking a treat. It looks gorgeous because you've got this deep blue of the Gulf and then the sandy beaches and then this, you know, verdant green, you know, just looks magnificent. And then you've got the canola fields coming online as well. And it's a stunning time to drive down to the bottom of the Gulf.
Sadly, being August, not a crabbing month. There's no R in the month.
There is no R in the month. No, you've got to wait until, I think, September and then October, but certainly not that far away. But the place that I did go to is a place that you could access all of those treats of the Yorke Peninsula. And I caught up with a bloke named Stephen Goldsworthy.
And we're going to find your story very, very shortly because I have forgot to put it in my stack today. But stand by. Here we go. All is saved.
It's early morning and the outgoing tide on the Gulf St Vincent side of Yorke Peninsula is setting a cracking pace, a bit like us as we take on the start of the rapidly developing Walk the Yorke Trail.
This would be the link between Ardrossan and Tittywhitty Beach. We not necessarily know which way people are going to walk, so it's up to them which way they go.
Goldie, as he's known to the locals, is a Yorke's boy through and through, having grown up in the heart of the peninsula at Currumulka. And as any peninsula boy knows, the coast is never far away. And what a coastline it is, offering a decent feed of blueies if you know where to look.
That's one.
It's a beautiful sound. I'm not sure what's the terminology. A crabologist?
A crabologist, yeah, that'll do.
Any month with an R in it is supposedly a crabbin' month. This being August, we'll give the blue swimmers a miss. But come summertime, the crab rakes will be out in force, along with the walking boots and the push bikes.
It's quite unique. Predominantly this east coast that we're walking on at the moment is going to be a gravel path all the way from Port Clinton to Edithburg, and that's about 100-odd kilometres. And so people will be able to utilise that with bikes and walking on the same path.
The Walk the Yorke Trail is part funded by the Commonwealth and the Yorke Peninsula Council and will link up existing walking tracks up and down the coast through historic towns like Port Vincent and Stansbury on the eastern side. On the Eyre Peninsula side, it'll have a slightly more rustic feel.
It's more nature orientated.
Yep.
And goat tracks and back tracks and along the beaches. So, it's quite diverse and quite different all the way around.
But already, great stretches are available as Goldie secures access to private coastal land, in much the same way the late Terry Lavender did when establishing the now famous Heysen Trail. One Yorke Peninsula local who's already on board is Pam Bennett, the manager of Hillock Drive, which incorporates the famous salmon fishing mecca known as Butler's Beach. Pam's part of the Butler clan, who farmed this country for generations. The coastal scenery is peppered with limestone cliffs, high-energy beaches, secluded rock pools, and an abundance of flowering coastal heath. A seascape to expand the soul, but that's not how it got its name.
We call it the Soul Walk.
Yeah.
So it's just the section that goes past Hillocks Drive, and it's about, this section is around about 5 hours walk.
Wow.
And so we've come now up the top of the cliff and we're walking along the cliff. We'll go back down onto the beach a little bit later.
So you're right, we are walking along the sole of the foot of Yorke Peninsula.
Absolutely.
From this coastal strip, you take in the great swell rolling through Investigator Strait, with glimpses of KI in the distance and to the west, the start of Innes National Park. No wonder tourists have been flocking here for decades, and Pam's mum and dad, Pat and Bill Butler, were some of the first to cater for the tourist influx.
Mum really enjoyed that. She loved the contact with the people. And so then in 1969, they had, you know, done some homework and a bit of research, and they opened it up as a tourist business.
Limestone cliffs are aglow in the afternoon sun, perched on top of ancient pink granite bedrock. And amid this geological chaos, there are other splashes of colour. All of this you can walk now, but over time, it will link up with the Walk the York Trail. And true to her parents' pioneering spirit, Pam Bennett now offers walkers and fishers alike a new style of accommodation.
Well, I'm intrigued, Pam. Let's have a look inside.
Come on in.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. You've got the computer set up. And here we are on Butler's Beach with the bed, the bunks.
The fishermen come down into the gutter. The surf fishermen like this gutter just in front of us here. So you can see the schools of salmon as they come into the fishing spot right from this window.
From the window of what Pam calls the ocean pod, the wonders of York Peninsula stretch out before you. With 18 months until the official opening of the Walk the York Trail, Pam's getting in early with sleek, groovy accommodation about twice the size of your standard family caravan. For more on the many trails you can walk now and the plans for the all-encompassing Walk the York Trail, visit southaustralia.com.
We're off the beaten track with Mr. Tourism Ron Candelars, 1-300-222-891 if you would like to join us. And before we go any further, Ron, I have to congratulate you on the use of the word groovy.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Much underutilised,
don't
you think?
It is, but believe me, the pod is groovy. It's turquoise colour, and it sits atop a cliff top looking down on Butler's Beach. And it's all there before you. It's fantastic. And the Butler family, and in particular Heather there, Pam Bennett, has been a real pioneer in many respects along the York Peninsula. It's a fantastic part of the coastline.
How challenging would some of this be to walk along? Is it fairly steep in parts?
The bit along that I did along Hillocks Drive is... You know, you're following cliff tops there, you're on limestone, but it's pretty safe, I've got to say. I mean, obviously you have to be a reasonable walker, but there are other parts of the walks which are wheelchair-friendly. There's the Edithburg Environmental Walk, which snakes its way from Edithburg to Sultana Point, and that's an easy walk with a beach or clifftop option. You've also got the Port Victoria Geology Trail. Again, it's a great little walk that runs south from the jetty to the Rifle Butts Beach and highlights a lot of the volcanic action around there, you know, 2,000 million years ago. Port Vincent Walk, which is a beautiful walk through tree-lined scrub. These are all in existence now that you can do now. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Stansbury Coastal Walk, which is beautiful because it follows from the jetty along the foreshore, and Stansbury's a beautiful part of the world, past the caravan park and onto the cemetery. So you've got a range of different options. Plus down the bottom, you've got Innes National Park, where you can do the Thompson-Fitzner Trail as well. So it's linking up all those various walks along the way, and I think it's a great idea, about 500 k's in all, but when you add cycle paths as well, it comes up to about 680 k's.
It really sounds like quite an approachable thing to do, and not like Mount Lofty, which I think you're still recovering going up there for us.
And I suppose it's shades of the Heysen Trail. You know, effectively, this is one of those grand schemes where they have to consult with landowners to get access to various, you know, beaches, walk-through properties, etc. And when you put it all together, I can really imagine, and it has been road tested already. There is a retired walkers association, I think Goldie told me about, that they've got a group of people who've done the walk and they've stayed at caravan parks along the way in the cabins. And that's the beautiful thing about Yorks. Mm. You've got these various options along the way. You can do it in stages.
Where are we off to next week?
Next week we are off to, good point. You got me on the go.
One all. There we go.
There you go.
Keep us in suspense.
Yeah, it's somewhere else.
Yes. Ron Candelars, Mr. Tourism, joining us every Wednesday.
Thank you. Bye.
It's 14 to 5.